Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, one line after the line start getting wider in the Sefer Amud. Tashma. We hear a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, pshat in the memory of Yaisi ben Yehezer. Yaisi ben Yehezer said that Mashkin beis mitbachaya dochin. The Mashkin, the Mayim and Dam that are found in the beis mitbachayim of the Azore are toher. Shmuel said, Pshat Yaisi ben Yehezer, that it means it's toyer melatamei acherim. And that means as follows, that Yaisi ben Yehezer holds, like the Tana that holds that Tumas Mashkin letamei acherim minatoyer, it's not metame, it is only metame midarabonon. And in the Azore, there was no gzeire, so midarabonon, it's not metame. That's how Shmuel learns Pshat Yaisi ben Yehezer. Rav learns Pshat Yaisi ben Yehezer Dochen means it's toyer miletame period. I feel it to Mas Atzmon ein lahem, because Rav learns Pshat that Yaisi ben Yehezer holds that the ain tumah lamashkin kol ikemina toyre. So the whole tumah is only a tumah darabonon, and they were not geyser in the Beis Hamikdash. Zok the Gemara Toshema b'chol mashke she yishosa b'chol kli yitma. Here, how could you say that a mashkin is not mekabel tumah? There's enough in the pasuk. It says mashke is yitma. It's mekabel tumah. So the Gemara answers ma yitma hichshel. That yitma does not mean that the mashke is mekabel tumah. No, this is a continuation of the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says b'chol oichel asher yovei olav mayim yitma. We're speaking about that there was oichlim in a tanur tamei, and the tanur is metamei the oichlim. So the beginning of the pasuk says v'chol oichel asheyovei olav mayim yitma, an oichel that was muchshel lekabel tumah yidei havos mayim is yitma. V'chol mashke sheyishase v'chol kli yitma. So the pasuk is telling us that just like the oichel could be mekabel tumah yidei havos mayim. So who adin it is mekabel tume al yedei hechsher shal mashkin. Hula the mashkin are also machshir oichle. So the yitma is not going on the tumas atzman of the mashkin, it's going on the oichel. That the oichel can be mekabel tume if it was yovei olav kol mashka she yishose b'chol kli. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, Toshma b'chol mashka she yishose, deko mishtoi b'kli chere she kibol tumim min hasheretz. The pasuk is speaking about a kli chere that was mekabel tumim min hasheretz, b'kosav, kol asher b'soichoi, whatever is in this kli chere, yitmo, mikol ha'oichol, b'chol mashka she yishose b'chol kli yitmo, b'kosal kedai tich tohochi koma. Echad oichlin she b'soichoi, v'echad mashkin she b'soichoi, yitmo. Unehei deloi dorashto yitmo yitamo, afilu you won't darshan yitmo yitamim, that the mashke is metam acherim, abo miyu tumas atzmon miyu mitmo, but it's zichem mekabel tumim. So the Gemara answered, ma yitmo hechsher, v'hochi koma, kol asher b'soicha yitmo, mikol ha'oichel asher yovi olav mayim, the oichlim which became murcher to havos mayim, oi she yovei olav, the yovei olav is going back on kol mashke she yishase b'chol kli. Havi hechsher. V'yitmo ha'oichel machmas aver kli cheres tomei. And the oichel will become tomei if it was mukhsher through the kli cheres. So v'yitmo is going on the oichel. That is mekabel tumah through the hechsher of the mashke. Fragt die Gemara. Hirsher mireshe dikro shametlei mikol ha'oichel asher yochel asher yovei olav mayim. Vachsich mir pshat in the Gemara's kash is as follows. There's later a marshor and a rashi that says as follows. The marshor explains that if you learn that, let us go according to the makshin. The makshin held that yitma means it is mekabel tumah. That a mashke, kol mashke, she yishose b'chol kli, yitmo is mekabel tumah. Fregt the Marsha, so how do you know that Mashkin Amachshe? I mean, we have a cloud that Zayin Mashkin Amachshe. How do we know this? So the Marsha says, we zicha learn it from this pasuk. That's a davar muskim according to everyone. The chol mashke asher yishase is also mashke. The pasuk goes ahin and tzirik. The pasuk is going that zicha we can learn the pasuk chol oichal asher yovi olav mayim yitma the chol mashke yishase olav a chol mashke yishase bechol kli. That zicha going on it. It's all that's also mashke. But we have another yitma. Now, if the whole purpose of the Chomashka Shiyashasa is coming to tell us that it's Machshir, so we have the first Yitmo. It's going, it'll become, the Oichel will become Tomei through the Hechshir Hamayim, or they call Mashka Shiyashasa Becholkli. I don't need a second Yitmo. So according to the Havamine, the second Yitmo is coming to tell us that it's Mekabel Tumo also. So now I know both Dinim. It goes in and Tzirik, Chomashka is Machshir, and Kol Mashke is also Mekabel Tumah. That's the purpose of the second Yitmo. Now, if you're telling me that the purpose of the second Yitmo is telling me that it is Mukhshir also, that is Mashir. So then, Kan Shoyel Aben, why do you need a Yitmo? I have the first Yitmo. So, Bach Sechmir, that there's, I don't know if it's not too clear in the Marsha, but Bach Sechmir, Rashi says later, as follows, that kol mashke asher yishase b'chol kli, it says b'chol kli. From this b'chol kli, we learn out that it comes to be marbe mashken tlushim, not mechuborim. It comes to be marbe mashken tlushim. Now Rashi says later, all mashken are tlushim. There's only one mashke what's mechubor, mayim. So the posik asher yishase b'chol kli yitmo is coming to tell us that Mayim Tlushim is also Mashe. That's the whole purpose of this new Yitmo. That means without this new Yitmo, Samuze, that the other Mashkin are Mashe, that I would do, I could figure out without the Bechol Kli Yitmo, I could figure that out already. The Bechol Kli Yitmo is coming to tell us, we'll see later in Rashi that she said, that Mashkim Tlushim are also Mashe. Which Mashkim Tlushim? Mayim Tlushim. Because other mashkim are tlushim. There's no other mashkim which are mechuber. The only mashkim that's mechuber is mayim. So the klol kli yitmo is coming to tell us that mayim that was tolush is also mashkim. Frek the gemara, I know mayim is mashkim. It says v'chol oichol asher yeyochol asher yovei olav mayim it's mashkim. That's kind of the gemara's kash. And mayim I know already. And for the gemara echad betlushim echad mechuberim. No. You need two psukim for mayim. One pasuk you need to tell me that mayim mechuborim is machshe, and the other pasuk is telling us that mayim tlushim is machshe. Chad betlushim, chad bemechuborim. Bechol kli is telling us tlushim, and the reshiyav el mayim is telling us mechuborim. Betzriche, and you need both psukim. Di ashminim betlushim, if it would only tell us that tlushim are machshe mishum da'achshevinu. Because by putting it into a keli, he was machshev the mayim. So that's why I would think, therefore, mayim is machshev. Only when you machshev it. Avo mechuborim eim aloi, but mayim mechuborim I think is not bekoich to be machshev. Vitone mechuborim, and if he would tell us mechuborim dereshe, without a bechol kli yitma, I would think that alone is also a chashivis. That it's oimed bim koimoi. That is a chashivis. Avol tlushim of you oikeret mim koimoi. Eim aloi. Tzrichi. So therefore, that's why we need two psukim. The reisha is telling us mayim uchuborim is machshir, and the seif is telling us mayim tlushim is machshir. Let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi. Bechol kli hainu mashkin tlushim. That's telling us mashkin tlushim. Tach shevinu hoyu umilon gila daitoi shutzoich lem. Vizerch shivosam. So that what he was memalit akuf is machshiv di mashkin. Let us see Toisvis. Chad betlushim vechad bemechubor. Fak Toisvis vohod dechsi vechiyutan mayim al zera. There's another pasuk of Hechsher. There's a pasuk of by another pasuk of Mayim by Hechsher. Bechiyuta Mayim al Zere v'Nafel Nivlosam Olof. Amrini Begbeis Dechulen v'Chad b'Meis v'Chad b'Sheret. So tzrichi. That there's a pasuk that a sheretz by two mesherets you need that the oichel should be mukshe, and that by two mesmeis the oichel should be mukshe. Vekiven the golilon kro bechad minayu dein chilek bein tlushin abein mechubor. And now that I have a gilu yakro, that in mayim there's no difference if it's tolosh and mechubor, who adim beidach. Period. Umechuborim, what is pshat mechuborim? Perish rivo. So the bishas chiburon nidvaku ba'oichel. Bishas the oichel was mukshel. Bishas the mashke was mechuba. Vehela ha'oichel min ha'mayim. Also seen pshat. But later he took out the oichel from the mayim. Avo im noga ba'oidei ba'mayim ein mukshel. But if you had a machu that was put into mayim mechuborim, and a tamei touched the machu there, it will not become tamei because the machu as yet did not become mukshah. This nan b'meseches machshirim, tznoin b'ma'ore. You had a tznoin yer a radish, nida madichosoi. So an isha nida could wash this tznoin v'hu toil. And the tznoin is toil. Kol's man, the tznoin is completely submerged. It is toil. Helosoi, the nida lifted up the tznoin. Kol shehu min amayim, tome. Then it'll become tome. The Dvar Shmuel explains what is pshat in this halacha. Be'emison, the Rivo is telling us amoyre de kedin that kol's man, the machol was not lifted out of the water, it's not mukshe yet. When is it mukshe? When it's lifted out of the water. Is bemis mkan shayel aben, so then it's tlushim. We have a special posik that mechuborim, the mechuborim is mukshe. Why do you need a posik of mechuborim? What's underneath the water? It's not mukshe. When you lift it up, it's tlushim already. So what is the chiddush of argamot that mechuborim is mukshe? So the Dvar Shmuel brings that Taisvus and Chulin as the Kasha. So Taisvus and Chulin says as follows. V'af al pi sha'oz heim tlushim. So what's the chiddush that it's machshir? Mikol makim itzterech. Bishum de betchilas dibukam hoyu b'mayim mechuborim. So Taisvus says, amoyre de kevot. The Pasuk says, v'chi yutan mayim al zera. The mayim which is machsher is the mayim which first comes in contact with the zera. So you have to be done, what was the mayim then? What later, now the zera, the machal is still wet, is leimaloi moirit. The mayim that is machsher is the mayim that first came in contact with the yoichel. So it came in contact with mayim mechuborim. But there's another aloche. There are two dinim in Hechsher. There's a din, the Maisa HaMachshir and the Chalois Hechsher. So the Maisa HaMachshir is when it first comes in contact with water. And this is Mayim Mechuborim. It came in contact with Mayim Mechuborim. But there's a halacha that it cannot be Chal HaChalois Hechsher, calls man the Machal Gefinzich in the Mayim Mechuborim. So it is Chal after becomes Nitlash from that Mayim. But the Maisa HaMachshir is the Mayim. The Maisa HaMachshir is the Mayim HaMechuborim. And that we see Taisvus says the same lotion over here also. The Vishas Chiburam Nidvaku Ba'oichel. The contact with the Oichel came when it was Mechubor. When it was Mayim Mechubor. Al Koponim. So what do we have now? We have now that Rav was Mechadish. That what the Pasuk says. That kolmashke she yishasa bechol kli yitmo does not mean that the mashke becomes tame, because tumas mashkin l'tame atzmon is only the rabbonim, and yitmo means that coming to tell us that mayim mechuborim is machshe. Toshma, fact the gemara this it says the pasuk further ach mayon uboer mikve mayim yitoel. This is the next pasuk. So now, if you learn Pashya Pshat, if we learn Pshat as follows, the way we learned in the beginning, before Rav's Teretz, we learned that B'chol Mashke Sheyishose B'chol Kli Yitmo. The pasuk is telling us that Mayim Tlushim are Mekabel Tumah. That's what the pasuk is telling us. So now the next pasuk says, Ach Mayim Uboyer Mikve Mayim. What if you have Mayim Mechuborim? They don't have Mayim Tlushim. Yiyetoyer. That's not Mekabel Tumah. So that is the flow of the psukim. The previous pasuk told us b'chol mashke sheyishase b'chol kli yitmo that mashkin tlushim are mekabel tume, mayim tlushim is mekabel tume, ach mayim ubeh mikve mayim, but mayim mechuborim are not mekabel tume. But if you're telling me that the pasuk is telling me that mayim tlushim is machshe, that's the second half of the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk is telling me that mayim mechuborim is machshe. Now what shall we? But mayim uboy mikva mayim yiyetoyer. So what is this talking about? If it's speaking about taris atzmon, mashkin tlushim are also toyer. So what's shall the pasuk? And for the gemore, mayiyetoyer mitumosa. You know, the pasuk is speaking about somewhere else. If a tomei was toivel himself in a mayim or a boyer, or no boyer mikva mayim. Yiyatoyer, the person will become toyer. That is pshat in the pasuk. Let us see Rashi. Achmayin uboyer yiyatoyer. Dashminon oyel umechuborim ninu. The pasuk is telling us, since this is the pasuk pshat, since this mayim is mechuber, loy mitamu. So it's not mekabel tume. Yiyatoyer. Hotlushim mekabel tume. About mayim tlushim is mekabel tume v'kashel harav, and that's the flow of the psukim. And the gemara nein yeter metumosay v'achi kam im yovei hatomei b'mayim uboyer mikve mayim yeter hayol petoval hashuvim loy metarile, but shuvim will not be metar. Now, how does Rashi all of a sudden goes into a big machloikis, if mayim shuvim is metayer? And, vosot is aher, why does Rashi have to come in and tell us now how shuvim loy metayer loy? Taisha shita vaiter is shuvim is metayer. Well, how does it come in? So my shvoger, Moshe Pollock, set up a beautiful vote. Rashi had a kasha. How does the flow of the psukim work? This is a hemshech of before. Before we're saying this dinim, mayim tlushim is marsha, mayim mechuborim is marsha. Ach, but what? But mayim uboyer mikva mayim yiyetoyer. So what is the ach memayit? Ach is saying just this and not something else. So the pasuk is telling us, so that's the flow of the psukim, even though legabi hechshel. There's no difference between mayim tlushim and mayim mechuborim. That I said before. Legabi tare, there is a difference. Mayim shuvim is not metayer, and mayim mechuborim is metayer. But tachsach mir, that's what Rashi says, mayim shuvim. Rashi means mayim tlushim, mayim bekeli. That is actually what Rashi means. And then it's very good, the yach. If you have mayim that's a shov in a keli, it's now in a keli. So that is not metayel. What is metayel? Mayim mechuborim. Because be'emerson, we don't have, if you took a shov dike mayim and you poured it into, like the pasuk says, boir mikve mayim. Boir mikve mayim. So what does that mean, boir mikve mayim? A boir that has a gathering of water. Now, how did the water get there? The pasuk doesn't say. You know how we do know how the water got there? Tosfos later, daf yudzayin amud beis, brings a teiras kayanim. Ma mayim bidei shamayim, af mikve boir, af boir mikve mayim bidei shamayim. The whole psul of shuvim is a hekish from boir mikve mayim to mayim. So the whole psul of shuvim. Rashi doesn't speak about this. Rashi doesn't bring the Torah's koyanim. And the whole tumul isn't taisus of it. That's all shaila taisus. So fakert, Rashi is not going bechlal into the shaila if you took mayim she'uvim and you poured it into the boil. Could be now it's called mayim mechaborim. So gave me the shambu with one's washer. Rashi is telling us pashti dekro. Pashti dekro is, and that's the flow of the psukim, that even though legabi hechsha, there's no difference between mayim plusha. Mayim plusha means mashka she'yishase b'chol kli. Mayim that's in a keli now. Is machshel, just like mayim mechuborim is machshel, but ach, legabi tare, only mayim mechuborim is metayer, mayim shuvim is not metayer, hoshuvim, that means now it's in a keli, loy metarele, and that's pshat in the ach. Frag the gemore, utlushin mi machshirin, now we're going back to Rav, according to you, Rav, that you're saying the second yitma means hershel. And the whole ribuy is telling me that mayim tlushim is machshel. For Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanine mashkin beis mitbachaye. The mashkin beis mitbachaye loy dayon shein doch. Not only are they toer, elo shein machshir, and they're not machshir also. So according to Rab, The whole reason we could say that Mashkin Basemid Bechaya has coolest is only if we say that it's only Adarabonon, so Bemigdash Legosu. But according to Rav, that Rav says that Mayim Tlushim is Machshem in Atoire. So how could Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina say that it's not Machshem? If Mayim Tlushim is Machshem in Atoire, we said Mashkin Basemid Bechaya is Mayim Vedam. So how could it be that it's not machsha? And for the Gemara, tirgimo al dam. That what Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina said, mashkin beis mitbechaye is not machsha, it does not mean on all mashkin beis mitbechaye. Mayim, tlushim, will be machsha, because that's machsha min ha-teire. Dam kochim is not machsha. Let us see Rashi. Utlushim mi machshiri zet rashi amayim hu de metame. Bishim de mayim tlushim loy chashivi, avo sham mashkin loy metame, de kulo tlushin. So we see klar, the whole chiddush of Rav was mayim tlushim. Mayim mechabom, everyone knew. Mashkin tlushim, everyone knew it's machshir. That's bullshit. The whole chiddush of Rav was that mayim tlushim is machshir. And that b'chol kli yitma is going on the hechsher of mayim tlushim. In fact, the Gemara tlushim in machshir mayim tlushim the huda metame. Should mayim tlushim lechshivi? Amoshah machshir loy metame. There's no kasha. The kulu tlushin inu. And they're machshir according to everyone. Elo she'ein machshirin alma hechsher tlushim the rabbananu. The associates of the rabbanan. The ime deraise. If mayim would be machshir midereise, man shokli mi mashke beis midechay v'lelichshir, who is able to take away from that mashke beis midechay should not be machshir. Tirgimel loho diktoni ein machshirin adam. The mashke meis midechay, the dam, which we find in the beis midechay of the Azore, that dam kochim is not machshir. V'lo yamayim. Dam kochim achmona avkid loy lichshir keder abchiyah. Dam kochim is takanat machshir. The Omar abchiyah bar Abba Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Minayim ledam kochim she'enay machshir. How do we know that dam kochim is not machshir? Shenema, it says in the posik, ala oretz tishpechenu kamayim. Dam shenishpach kamayim machshir. Dam that you spill out. There's no din kabbalah bekeli. That's like mayim and is machshir. Dam shenishpach kamayim ainay machshir. Dam that is not nishpach kamayim is not machshir. Let us see Rashi. Shenishpach kamayim. Dam chulin. She'ein choshin likabloi bekeli. There's no inyan of kabbalah bekeli machshir. The iskar shlemayim dam is since if there's no din kabbalah bekeli, and it is so bel it's nishpach, so it is a din of mayim marsha. The iskar shlemayim because it's okay shlemayim. Avol dam kochim is kabbalah bekeli. The tzorch mimenu lemizbeach ve'ainay nishpach leibud kamayim. Eine Marsha, the loy iske shlamayim. Because not iske shlamayim. I had a kasha on this Rashi, and Baruch Hashem, I found the Rosh Yosef as the kasha. We learn out from the Pasuk, b'chol mashke asher yishose, that the zayin, the vav mashkin, mayim is the seventh, that vav mashkin are machshel. Now how do we know what falls into the category of vav mashkin? So the Baal Tanure in Masechtes Machshirin brings a tesefte, that the tesefte says, how do you know what's called a mashke? So the tesefte says like this. It says, v'chol mashke sheyishose. So the tesefte says, and Rashi being later down this drosha also, dam, it says, dam chalolim yishte. So dam chalolim yishte, so memela dam has, so in here it says, kol mashke sheyishose, every mashke, that there's a loshen shtie, so memela, it says machshe. And by dam, it says, a loshen shtie, dam chalolim yishte, so memela dam is machshe. So how do we know? Rashi being later this drosha. How do you know that dam is machshe? Not because dam is hukish lamayim. The same way, all the vav mashkin, it says a loshen hashko, a loshen mashke, a loshen shtiyah. All the vav mashkin have a loshen that falls into the category of chol mashke shei yishose. Rashi over here says a psanayi yisodo. Dam chulim, shein choshen lekabli bekeli, machshe. Why is it machshe? The iske shlamayim. Because it is iske shlamayim. And dam kochim, eine machshe, the lo iske shlamayim. That's not the vote. The vote is, l'chayr it's a miyut over here maybe. You have a ribuy that dam is machshir. So maybe here we have a miyut. If it's not nishbach, it's not like mayim. But not the way Rashi puts it, that the mekor alimud is because it's hukish l'mayim. And so the Rosh Yosef is ma'ir of this kash and Rashi. Maskif lo Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. Fragt Rav Shmuel Bar Ami. Rei dam atamtzis de nishbach kamayim ve einei marsha. Let us see Rashi. Dam atamtzis, fragt Rashi, einei roi lezrike. Dam atamtzis is not roi lezrike. Vechsiv. How do we know that dam atamtzis is not roi lezrike? Vechsiv ki adam hu v'nefesh yechaper. Dam shehanefesh yoitzeboy mechaper. Sheine nefesh yoitzeboy, eine mechaper. So dam, that where there's no yitzias hanefesh, with this yitzias adam, is not mechaper. Alma, nisam emele, if it's not mechaper, there's no din kabola bekeli, there's no din zrike. So this dam is nishpach kamay. Alma nishpach kamay, obachdo adam, was is nishpach kamay, there's no din kabola, there's no din zrike. So the Rishash, ve'enai marsha, and it is also not marsha, k'drabiyasi berabchanina. So what is the kasha? So it seems the kasha is as follows. Rabiyasi berabchanina said that mashkin beis mitbachaya is not marsha. Now we said, the first we thought that meant mayim and dam. So we said, no, it means dam. About kaponim, dam kochim is not marsha, period. Dam kochim includes dam kochim, dam zrike, dam atamtzis, dam kochim is not mashe. So before we wanted to ask, so Rabbi Yochanan said, what is the reason of that dam kochim is not mashe? Because it's a drosha, because dam, you need dam shenishpach kamayim. Dam kochim, since it's a din kabola bekeili, so it's not mashe. It's not like mayim. Frek the Gemara, so that's mitzakasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So how will you explain the halacha that dam atamtzis is also not machshe? If the whole mekoyer is because it's nishbach kamayim, because dam kochim is not nishbach kamayim, dam atamtzis is nishbach kamayim. V'afal pikein v'rab yoisi v'rab chanin etz mulchach, that it is not machshe, because he said machshe beimit bochaye is not machshe. So sakashe rab yoichanin. So how do you explain this? That's right, the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Ask Rabbi Shmuel Bar Ami, Rei Dam Atamtzis Nishpamai Ve'Einei Marsha. Omalei Rab Zeira, Hanoch Le Dam Atamtzis, Tafilu Bechule Nami Loi Marsha. That what Dam Atamtzis is not Marsha, is not a Miyuchadik Din in Kochim. Avilu b'achulim, it's also not machshe. Why? Kiblo minei Rav Shmuel Balami. How do we know this? Da'oma rachmone rak chazak levilti achil adam, ki adamu anefesh. Dam shenefesh yoitze boi kori dam. Dam shenefesh yoitze boi ene kori dam. So b'meila, from this pasuk, we see that dam that ain't a nefesh yoitze, but doesn't have a shame dam in God's. So b'meila, it's poshit, it's not machshe. So Mamela, the whole chiddush of Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina is that what has a shame dam is in Marsha. And that you need a posse because it's that Nishpach Kamayim. But dam atamtzis is poshit. That it is not Marsha because it doesn't have a shame dam since it's not dam anefesh. And for the Gemara, Sirashi, dafilo bechulin loy Marsha. Ke the Meforish time. Kibla minei Rab Shmuel lepirusha dahai time. How do we understand this halacha? Why isn't dama tamtzis marsha mirab zere? Amai loy marsha dama tamtzis levisha einei kori dam, because it doesn't have a shame dam. Vakori dam kori mashke. Kedersi vedam chalolim yishte. Dam is a shame mashke, because it says yishte. That's whatever is a shame dam is a teiris yishte or mashke. תכתיב כמו משקה שיש עושה. וקים נהר ש... אבל ושאין אי קורי דם, אז נבע שאין דם, אין אי קורי משקה. So now we have this, so now we understand רבי יחנן זרושה, we found for trap. פרק די גמור, תושמה דם שניתמום, we learned, what is the din if dam became tomei? V'zorkoi, and they made zrik on this dam, v'shoigek hulze. If it was v'shoigek, it's meratze. V'meizid, loy hulze. Hakaponim, we see there's such a musik of dam shenitmo. Now this is Akasha and Rav again. Rav was the one that said, that Shepshan Rabbi Yosi ben Yezer, that it's not mekabel tomei. That mashke bei mitbachaye is dochen milakabel tume, so dam is not mekabel tume, and here it says dam shenitma bezolkoi bemezid lehutz al kapana vaisayis it's mekabel tume. Emfet the gemara vidarabonon adoleki rabbi Yosi ben Yehezer ishtreid that this varaisa holds that also that mashken are not mekabel tume. So dam is also not mekabel tume. No, he holds me the rabbon and it is mekabel tume. Yaisi ben Yehezer Ishtreide had said that since it's only a tume the rabbonon, they were mekel in the zora that it's not mekabel tume in ganzen. So this time holds it's mekabel tume me the rabbon. Let us see Rashi. Hutze korban lebailim that if there was a zrika and dam tome, so this meratze. The meratze tzitz kidulakamo. Bemezid, but if it was bemezid, loy hutze. So Rashi says, what does bemezid loy hutze mean? Liyais bisar kolben nechel the kahane. Like this, the zrika accomplishes two things. Number one, the zrika accomplishes that the bala kolben gets a ritzui. Number two, the zrika accomplishes that the bosa becomes muta b'achila. Kozman, there's no zrika sadam, so the bosa is also b'achila, the zrika is matter the bosa. So Rashi says, that what the Baraisa says, b'mezid loyhut, so we make a difference between shogeg and mezid. We'll see this holding is only a knas ba'alme. So this knas is, liyois b'sar kol b'nechol l'kahanim. That we cancel that since it was bemezid, the kahanim are not permitted to eat the kol. The knoso, it is a knas. Avol bailim niskapo. But the bailim will zicha be niskapo. Kedemrinim biyavomis b'yisharab. The kivin, that means, we said there are two chalokim and zrikas adam, one that aridei the zrika the bailim get a ritzui. So he says that ritzui occurs even though it was bemezid. The kivin to me the rice and meratze nami amazed since mina teiretz meratze vilaf amazed by motzer rabbonu lemeim leizil aisi chun lazor. So Chazal couldn't tell him a person bought a chatas, a person brought a nosham, so you can't tell him since it was a zrikim b'meizid, you want yaitzi a kolm, bring another kolm. That'll be chulun lazore. Ktani miyitz, abo dam shenitma, alma dam kochim shumashken beis mitbachayim mekabel tumet. Alma mashke tumes atzman di reise. So you see, klol, that tumes atzman is the reise, but doch in the yoise. Ben yes, amulatami acherem uvikashel arav. And for the Gemara, Mishani lo ilom tumes mashken the rabbonon. Bach tumes dam the rabbonon hi. But the kashel ocho, hey, it yoise ben yeyeza. The gzeres rabbonon loy agzor amashke beis mitbachai. Ah, you asked the kashel. Yosef ben Yezer said that the Rabbonon does not apply to Mashke Beis Mitbachai. Haitan alesli to Yosef ben Yezer. He holds that when they made a gzeira, that Tamiz Mekabel Tume, the gzeira applies all over, filu und azoros. Zog to Gemara weiter. Toshma. Alma hatzitz meratze. And what ovoin is the tzitz meratze? Al hadom, Val habosso, val achelev, shenitmo. If the dam bosso and chelev became tome, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'yoynis, bein b'rotzen, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibo. So you see from here also that the tzitz is meratze and dam shenitmo. So you see klor, noch amol, that dam is mekabel tome. If the gvor is al b'teretz, midrabon, and the loike yeise ben yeyezer ishreid. Let us see Rashi. Al hadam val haboso val achelev. Bein, zegt Rashi, shenitma hadam. Braise didn't say what happened. It just says dam, boso, and chelev. It says dam, boso, and chelev, shenitma. Yeah. Bein shenitma hadam, bein shenitma haboso, bein shenitma hachelev, atzitz meratz. Now, Rashi wants to explain what is pshat nitma haboso. V'loi sheyei boso tomei nechal. It does not mean that the tzitz is meratze, that if you have boso tomei, you're allowed to eat it. The ein tzitz metayer. The tzitz will not be metayer, the boso, to make it boso toyer. And also, the tzitz is not bekoyach v'doicha lo isasa the boso shiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochov. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat Boso koidish tomei, the tzitz will not be doiche this mitzvah. This lot. Elo Rabbi Yeshua itzterich. This beraisa is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Omar beketzet zoylen. Rabbi Yeshua says, im ein boso ein dam. Rabbi Yeshua says that even though the ritzui of the kolben is ayidei zrikas hadam, but if there's no basar around to be matter, you cannot be zoyrik the dam. He says, one is only able to make zrikas adam if there's basar. Im ein basar, ein dam. V'kom ahoche. So what's the taich ein basar? Hani milik sheyasa basar chutzul mechitzose. You don't have any basar. It went chutzul mechitzose, so it's also. Shein tzitz meratza ala yoytze. The tzitz won't be meratza on that bosa. Oy she'ovat a bosa. Or the bosa's not around. Avol nitmo bosa. Koidim zrikas dam. As a tzitz meratza olob lahater dam lezrike. So we have to understand this ritzui tzitz is as follows. The ritzui tzitz is we're done ke'ilu the bosa would be toil. That means you can't be zoyrik dam. If there's no boso, you can't be zoyrik the dam. What's within no boso? If the boso is not roi lachila, you can't be zoyrik the dam. The boso man chutzlo mechitza, so you don't have boso that's roi lachila, you can't be zoyrik the dam. The chiddush of ritzui tzitz is that we're done legabe zrikas adam ke'ilu you have boso haroi lachila. Bepoil it's not roi lachila, bepoil not allowed to eat it, as Rashi said before. The bosa shayiga b'chol kodesh the bosa shayiga b'chol tomei lo yeyochel. The poil you're not allowed to eat it. But the ritzu tzitz is legabi zrike wedan keilu we have bosa haroy lachila. And this ritzu tzitz is only if it's not oimed lachila yidei tume. So the tzitz is meratze keilu she'enei bosa tomei. afazoi vayt, that zrika helps. So the whole thing is going only according to Rabbi Yeshua. If you don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua, there's like a sabalez and Rabbi Yeshua. If you hold like sabalez, afa pi she'ein boso yesh tam, so then Rashi doesn't know pshat in the baraisa. So what pshat that the tzitz is meratz on the boso? What is the tzitz meratz? So Rashi is saying this baraisa that says we use ritzui tzitz and tumes haboso is only going according to Rabbi Yeshua. Bein b'shoigeg, bein b'meizit. Here it says that the tzitz is meratze, sai b'shoigeg, sai b'meizit. In fact, Rashi, v'hod etoni la'el, b'shoigeg hulza, b'meizit, loy hulza. We learned before, b'meizit is no ritzu. B'keitzat soilin pligi bo amiroi. So there's amiroim that ask the kasha and say a peretz. Chad omal tumosoi bein b'shoigik bein b'meizit avos rikosoi b'shoigik in b'meizit loy. That this barais is speaking about how the dam became tome, and that it doesn't matter if it was shoigik or meizit or inis or rotzen. And that what the barais before says b'shoigik hulza b'meizit loy hulza means if he was zoyrik it b'meizit. So we're speaking about two different things. The tume doesn't matter how it became tome, but the zrike has to be b'shoigik. That's one mahalach. V'chad omar ibcha punkt fakad. It doesn't matter what the zrike was. It matters how it was makabel to. Bein b'yochid. Now it says another chiddush. The tzitz is meratze. Bein b'yochid. Bein b'tzibo. B'kol bin yochid. Yochid means a kol bin yochid. It's a kol bin tzibo. Now Rashi says, it says four cases where it's meratze. Meizid, rotzen, shoigik and oynes. So Rashi says, "Meizid v'rotzayin echotu." That's the same. He's repeating himself. Avol gabi shoygik shayich meizid, v'gabi oynes shayich rotzen, v'shoygik v'oynes trein milininu. So that's why he said. So he said, "Shoygik meizid oynes rotzen." But really, there's three cases: shoygik, oynes, and rotzen. But let's get back to the kash. Abaketoni miyis al adam. We learned about that the tzitz is meratz al dam atumis adam. Al medam kotshi mekabel tumis. Shma mino tumis mashkin de reise. So that meant from dos, as tumis mashkin de reise. Loi rotsu, la bonon, le tayer, mashke beis mit bechaye. Vekashe le rav. And this is a very shvera Rashi. Rashi says that Shma mino tumis mashken diyeraise. V'loi rotzu rabbonon l'tayer mashke beis mitbachai. And the rabbonon did not want to be mitayered. Frekt etzlach, if tumis mashken is a diyeraise, so memele, so they can't be mitayered, not v'loi rotzu. So if we'd have breiter plates, we'd make from the rotzu a motzu. He said, it's a smitzing, it's not a reish, it's a mem. And that would be, that's the Ibn Tzlach didn't want to do that. And that would be good, though. Le motzu labono le taya mashke beis mit bechaya. The Tzlach says a whole shtik teure, take it. Al kaponim, let's not get into that shtik teure, but it's a ha'ora and Rashi, that Rashi says Shmamina Tumas Mashkin de Raise, Rotzulabon Ultra Mashkin Beis Mit Bechai Vekashel Rab. And for the Gemore, Mida Rabbonon. No. That the whole Tumas Mashkin is the Rabbonon. Okasova Haitane, the Mashkin Beis Mit Bechai. Nami Gozo, with the Loike Yaisa. Zog de Gemara weiter, Toshma, Benoso, Aroin, es Avoin HaKadosh. That Aroin will carry the Avoin HaKadoshim to the Tzitz. Chi Eze Oven Hu Noise. Which Oven does Aroin carry? Im Oven Pigul, Reik Varnema, Lo Yerotze. So it can't be Meratze and that Oven. Im Oven Noise, Reik Varnema, Lo Yechoshev. Einei noise ella avoin tume shahutra miklolo betzibo. Now here we can't make dreidlich anymore. Here we're speaking with dashing a posik. The posik says that Aroin is noise the oven of tume. He's noise the oven of tume. my love tumas dam, amar apop eloi tumas kmotzim. Now he was speaking about a deraisa. So that's the oven. So why the Havamin speaking about tumas dam? We'll see why in Rashi. And the Gemara loy tumas kmotzim. Now let us see. The nosa arin betzitzkse. This is going on the tzitz. Es avoin hakadoshi. Psul hakorban yarshe. What's avoin hakadoshi? Means the psul hakorban yarshe viyaratze. But the avoin, the psul of the kodesh, that's nosa, nosa. That means that yarshe viyaratze. The ene mechaper al ha'oichlen oisai tome. He's not mechaper on the people who will eat a korban tome. The avoin hakadoshim ksi, v'loy avoin hakahanim. So avoin hakadoshim means that the psul that there is in the korban, the psul in the korban, that mitzad this psul it wouldn't be meratze. So the levishas atzitz makes that it is meratze. That's evenosa avoin es avoin hakadoshim v'loy avoin hakahanim. So he says, the ritzui, which the tumah theoretically should prevent, is that tzitz makes that there is a ritzui. Eize ovoin hu noise, eize psul hu machshe. Im avoin pigu, arei kvar nema lo yerotze garsinim b'teiris koinim. Im avoin noise, arei kvar nema lo yechoshe. So first of all, Rashi is making a girsa over here. And that's, we are gemoras like Rashi's girsa. Avoin pigul, steht lo yerotze, avoin noisa, nemo lo yechoshe. Vohochi perushe. Now Rashi is going to explain what avoin pigul means, avoin noisa. Im avoin pigul. Now avoin pigul means, marsheves chutz limkoime. That bishas, the zrike, the koyin was machashev to eat the boso chutz limkoime. Shenik reis pigul. Because this in the Lishna the cross called pigul. Where do we see this? Can I see b'kedoshim to you? Vim hei ochel yei ochel b'yoyim hashlishi pigul hu lo yerotze. Umekminen lei bezvochim b'perik beis im eine inye lechutz lezmanoi t'ne inye lechutz lomkoyma. Harei kvar nema lo yerotze b'kedoshim to you k'dabfarshinen. So there it says, so the pasuk v'mei ochel yei ochel b'yoyim hashlishi pigul hu lo yerotze. There it says lo yerotze. There it calls it pigul, and the Gemara says in Zvachim this pigul means chutzlum koyme. Machshev is chutzlum koyme. That's the first half of the Braise. Im avoin pigul v'nem lo yerotze. V'im avoin noisa. What does avoin noisa means? Machshev es noisa. That b'shas when they shechted over the zayrik the dam. They thought to eat it an extra day. She shachtoi almenas lahoiser. They shechted it almenas to eat it an extra day. Ula ochloi chutz lezmanot. So that is what the Baraisa calls noisa. Harei kvar nema lo yechoshek. Now where do we see this lashon? The pasuk says vim hei ochel yei ochel mibsar zevach shlomo v'yoyim hashlishi beparshas tzavos arin. Amrinen bezvochim ebeteiris koyinim. The mechashev lechel shaloi bizman. Does that mean that he ate it the third day? It means he thought to eat it the third day b'shashchite. Chsev lo yechoshe. Almei les leitakant. So memele, so Rashi brings down two psukim. It says lo yerotze. The pasuk calls it pigul. The Gemara in Zvachim says this pigul means machshev es chutzlum koimoi. And then it says lo yerotze by himachel yochel b'yom hashlishi. The Gemara says it means machsheves noisa, machsheves chutz lezmani. And this the Gemara calls noisa. And here it says lo yechoshes. Here it says lo yechosh. Now, if we're just holding cheshbon, the posik in kedoshim is after the posik in tzak. So the shaila is, why did the Gemara first start off with the pasuk in Kedoshim? Riez oven a noisi, ma vein pigul, arei kvar nema, that's the Kedoshim. Ima vein noisa, arei kvar nema. L'chayre should start it off with noisa and go to pigul, Taisus asks this kasha. Taisus a different pshat, but Taisus also asks this kasha. The Barais is going shaloike seder hapsukim. Okay. Now Rashi brings down Verube Garsi Ipche. Most people have a fakerte girs in the Gemara. Im avoin pigul arei kvar nema lo yechoshe. Umikmina leile pigul chutz lizmano shekein lo shoyne b'chol ha-gemore. Pigul is belishne de chazal. Pigul is chutz lizmano. Vim avoin noisa arei kvar nema lo yechoshe. Umikmina lei v'noisa mamish. That's talking about noisa. V'lo yitoch. So Mamela, so they learn a different shot. Pigul means chutzl is mani, and nois means nois amamish. The loy yitoch, first of all, the loy kosav loy yerotz, elba machsheves chutzlum kaimai, the chutzl is mani. There's no posik of loy yerotz by noisa. For oid, in noisa mamish, amai loy yerotz, and if we're speaking about mamish noisa, amai loy yerotz, why should it be loy yerotz? If it's speaking about the eight noise, lachshuri kolben, if we're speaking about the kolben, that are kosher by me do mishosh and nasu avidos, avidos tomi beershik, and rinne beteres koyenim. He says the kolben is icha kolben kosher. They did kosher avidos, and he was moiser the meat on the third day. So what's it? So that parcel of the kolben says in teres koyenim, may ein ela boichel mizivchai beyoy mashlisha kosher midaba. We'll say pashta de koi mei ochel yei ochel mibsar zemach shlomo v'yem ha-shlishi v'chiyev shaloi mekein frek the teres koinim ma'arche shehuchzar shehuchzar if t'avoidis wa behershe choyza v'yiposo how could you say taka by nois it's lo yerotze v'im lo yerotze lo yiskaper ha'oichu noisa koma if lo yerotze means that he won't be nirtze. We're talking about the aveir of eating noisa. So that's when the Rishash makes a guy's v'chi ein kapor l'chai v'krisis. Why can't he be merutze? They'll bring a kolm. They'll be merutze also. V'chi ein kapor l'chai v'krisis. V'chi lo yerotze a kolm in mashm and not on the oichul noisa. V'su mi yitzach l'mein v'detzitz lo machapar al machai v'koris v'avain kadoshim k'sibel v'avain ha-oichlen. So Memele was Icha speaking about the Kolben. So we're speaking about the Kolben. So then we have to say Noisa means Machsheves Chutzlus Manoi and Pigol means Machsheves Chutzlum Kain. Chalishne Kame Galsine Veteres Kainem V'Ikahu. V'hai Dekori Lei Lahai Pigol Lahai Noisa. Now we do have a Kasha L'Chayr, the Loshen of the Baraisa is not the Loshen which is normally used in Shas. Because the Teres Kainim is going on the Psukim. No, the Pasek called Chutzlim Kaimai Pigol. The Pasek called Chutzlim Manavim Hei Ochel Yei Osam Mimsal Zevach B'yayim HaShlishi. So the Lishna Dekro, the Teres Kainim is going on Lishna Dekro. Ho. So Memegu said the Teres Kainim says, Kemoi Harei Kloima. So it can't be going on Machshavas Chutzlus Mani Chutzlum Koimoi. She'ein lecha avoin ha-kadoshim. And avoin ha-kadoshim she'yuchal atzitz l'ratzitz olov al avoin tumeh. Umayishno tumeh mipsu yoytzei b'shar ha-psulim. Why on the psu tumeh is it meratze? Not on other psulim, psu yoytzei. Shohutro michlolo betzibo. Tume is hutro michlolo. It's a gringle psu. Where? The nitres mibnei kolben tzibo. Tersiv b'moyadoi. It says by the kolben tomid b'moyadoi. Vafilu b'shabes. Vafilu b'tume. So we see that a kolben tzibo resuva b'tume. Bekiven dehi kalta etzlo lekach. That's like the Torah was makel. That by a kolben tzibur, afilu lechatchile, you're allowed to bring a betumah. Hirkalta af biyochich leutra etz lechatchile, beloi tzitz, yerotz atzitz olel. That a yochid, a kolben yochid, that the tzitz al kabonu b'diyevet is meratze. Do you ever did it berats at a korban yochid that there was a zrika betuma? My avoin tuma, lav tuma zdam. They matz rechitzoi elo imkein nitma dam shakapora tluyaboy. Alma dam ekabo tuma. That's where you need a ritzoi. And the pasuk is telling about that on tuma zdam there is a ritzoi. And for the Gemara, like Tumas Kmotzim, Shakoimetz Mater as a Minche, Kedama Mater as a Zeba, Bechola Kapora Tluyeboy. So the Teres Kainim is only saying that the Mater of a Korban that was Nitmo, so even though theoretically this Mater should not be Meratzim, because it's Tomei, so the tzitz is meratz on it, that it gets a din, kilu it was toyer, and you have your aritzu tzitz. So there's only two matirim. There's a matir of dam legabi kabonis, there's a matir of koimitz legabi menoches. So the more held the havamina, we're speaking about the matir of dam, so we see that dam is, that dam can be mekabel to, but most is not speaking about the matir of koimitz legabi menoches. So Rashi, who are din the motzi l'shnuye loy betumas boso v'chela? We could say it's going on that the boso or the chela became tomei. Believe it, Rabbi Yeshua, boy tzitz. The omer remain boso rein dom. Rabbi Yeshua holds that in order to have a ritzui of the dam, you have to have boso around. So memeila the tzitz could be meratza on the boso that we nechshev ki ilu yesh boso. The Gemara wanted to set it ein according to everyone, but according to Rabbi Elazar. So, Mamel, that's what the Gemara says it's going on the Koimitz. Let us see Tosfos. Tirgimo Adam. The Gemara had said before that what Rabbi Yosi Baravelina said, a mashkin based mit Bachaye is not machshir. He's not going on all mashkin beis mit b'chai, it's only going on dam. B'perk beis d'chul and porich aha shenuye, v'ha mashkei koma, b'yud, the mashkin beis mashkin. So m'mei l'aki say it's only going on dam. V'ocha l'chai shahai pirche, v'shul d'motzi l'shnuye, my mashkei, mashke da'alme. K'doma boigris da'alme, v'asem porich m'shul d'shnuye achine, d'ere g'moyer another teretz, d'ere g'moyer gribbelt sich wegen the loshen rab. But by Emerson, it's not gefährlich, this kash. Dam she'enei nishpach kamayim enei machshe. Hiksha Rav Yaakov de Leinisch. He says, we have over here, that we have here a miut, that dam that is not nishpach, is not machshe. Treft Rav Yaakov de Leinisch im kein dam chaye voice, the teunim kisui, lo yehei machshire. The kiven de teunim kisui, lo yehoshev nishpach kamay. So Taisva says that dam that needs kisui is also not nishpach kamay. How do you know this? Lochayra ta poshet. I mean, it's nishpach. It's not niskabel bekeili. It is nishpach kamay. How do you know that something that needs kisui is not called nishpach kamay? Amrina repekisi adam. Amrisa chaya bachlal behema le simone. Hema nami behema bachlal chaya le kisi. The Gemara asks that a behema should have the same din like a chaya le gabi kisi. The Meshani omakro ala oretz ishpechenu kamay. By a behema says oretz ishpechenu kamay. Alme dam chaya lechoshev nishpach kamay. Is the Chayr Batshah on the Gemara's Teretz? So Tosfos learned in the Kashe. The Gemara says, because Dam says, by Dam Behemet says, Tishpechenu. Tishpechenu, you see, Tishpechenu Kamayim. So Mamela, so you see, you don't need Kisui. Because if you need Kisui, it wouldn't be Tishpechenu Kamayim. So that meant doch klar, that Kisui felt in Tishpechenu Kamayim. So Mamela, if Kisui is not considered Tishpechenu Kamayim, so it should come out that Adam Chaye and Adam Oif that needs Kisui should not be Marsha because it's not Shpechen Lo Kamay. The Taisu say, V'la Pirei,
וכל דם הנשפח כמים לאורץ, ואין צורך לקבלוי בכלי, כגון דם חיה וכשלמים, לעניין הרשה, וגם לעניין כיסוי, או ירוי להקישה למים, ולאב דגול לקרוא להדיר. So Taisvis says Pshat, this is how the Maram is Mavaya Pshat in Taisvis. Taisvis says like this. The Pashta Dekro means Al Ha'oret Tishpachenu. Any dam that can be spilled on the earth, that means any dam that does not need Kabbalah Bekeli, can be spilled on the earth, is Kamayim. Here's all Halachas of Mayim. What does Kamayim mean? A multitude of halachas. Just like mayim is machshir, dam that's spilled on the earth is also machshir. Just like mayim doesn't need kisui, so dam hanishpach halachas also doesn't need kisui. So memele, so the Torah gave us the hekesh. Dam hanishpach is just like mayim. So the Gemara said like this, should I say behema bachlal chaya, just like a chaya needs kisui, so behema also needs kisui? So no, it's nishpachenu. Is dam behema nishpach? Yes. So if it's nishpach, it's kamayim. So Taisva says, between you and me, Chaye, Dam Chaye is also Nishpach. So also I have a Hekesh. Just like mine doesn't need Kisui, so Dam Chaye also doesn't need Kisui. But it's got a Pasuk that says Dam Chaye doesn't need Kisui. So this Pasuk is Mafkiya from the Hekesh. But not Pshad is that if it needs Kisui, it's not called Nishpach Kamayim. Nishpach means, do you need Kabbalah Bekeli or don't you need Kabbalah Bekeli? That's the type Nishpach. As long as you don't need Kabbalah Bekeli, as long as it can go on the earth, it's Kamayim. It is all Dine Mayim. It's Marsha like Mayim. It doesn't need Kisi like Mayim. Now, Dam Chaye Grad is a Posik that says it does need Kisi. So that Posik is Maki from the Hekish to Mayim Lagabi Hilchas Kisi. The Gemara asked Akashe, we learned that Dam Shenitma. The Gemara asked Akashe, how can you have Dam Shenitma? So the Gemara answered, it's going according to the Rabbono, and according to the Loike Rabbi Yosi ben Yehez. With the Rabbono and the Loike Rabbi Yosi ben Yehez. The Taisus have a motzi la'ukmi midaraisa. We could have said that this baraisa holds that tam is mekabel tumah min ha'Torah. Chaman di oma tumas mashkin di araisa. We hear on the Tezayin on Medal, we hear a machlokes tanoim. Rameya, Rabbi Yosi, we hear that it's Rabbi Yehuda, we hear a machleik, the Zichat Tanoim that holds that Dam is Mekabel Tumim in Baraisa, Sofim Mashkin Li Tomei Tomei. So we have a multitude of Tanoim, so we could have said this. Avamotze Lukmim in Baraisa, Ochman Diyama Tumas Mashkin Baraisa. Helenei Lukmim in Rabbonon, the Sovarai Tanam, I Nitma Hershe Kamoi Shamarap. I can't want to say that this Tan also holds like that. That dam is not mekabel tumah min ha'Torah, it's only mekabel tumah min ha'Rabbono. Af al pi kein, he doesn't hold the kula of Yosi ben Yehezer of Dochen. That's what the Gemara says. Al ha'boso, bepeire keitzer tzoylen omrinen, so we have, it says over here, that the tzitz is maratz al ha'boso. So Rashi is takash, what shall it be maratz al ha'boso? Not maratz al achilas abosa, because that's avoyin hakahanim, not avoyin hakadoshim. Now it's going according to Rabbi Yeshua that holds him ein bosa, ein dom. So memele, that the tzitz is maratz, that if we consider ki'ilu yesh bosa, ki'ilu the bosa would be toyer, and to enable us to make zrikas hadom. What's with Rabbi Lezer? So Rashi matzal ish misnik with Rabbi Lezer. It doesn't go according to Rabbi Lezer. The Taisvis, the Peri Ketzer Tzaylan, and Minil Abelozah, the Oma Yesh Dam, Af Al Pisha Ein Bosa, so what is Pshat, that Atzitz Meratz Ala Achilois, Lamai Hilchese, La Akpui Bepigel, that it can be Kaiveya Pigel, that means that if a person, that if Bishas Zrike, the Bosa was Tomei, so even though the Zrik is not Matir, the Boso, Al Kaponim, but we, Legabi, Dine Pigol should be Chal on the Boso, we reckon Ki'ilu, the Boso was Toyer, and the Zrik is Matir, the Boso Bachil, and since he was Mefago with the Zrik, so the Boso becomes Pigol. So the Melelak Pui be Pigol,
That means if theoretically the Zrika would not be a Mater, so it wouldn't be able to be Mefagel Aidei Zrika. You only Mefagel Aidei the Matirei Abosa. So the Tzitz is Meratze the Bosa, Keilu it's Toher, and therefore you can be Mefagel the Bosa. One case, Olafuki Midei Meile. So another case, that after Zrika there's no Meile, so even though the mice it's dam tome, but the zrika to toiv, that it's no makotche Hashem. The loike perish akuntres the perish loy osa ele ke Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi said this price is only going according to Rabbi Yeshua. No, the Gemara in case itself doesn't go according to Rabbi Lezer also, and it's going on like puy bepik. Hochi goras Rabbeinu tam. Im avoin pigul. Now, this is not Rashi's girsa. This is a fakelta girsa. The girsa which Rashi did not like. Im avoy pigul hun no yisrei kvar nema lo yechoshe. Vim, so it says lo yechoshe by pigul, not where Rashi said. Vim avoy no yisrei kvar nema lo yechoshe. So, Taisus dohochi isa b'maskone b'hedi perg beiz desvochem. The dorish tarvayu chutz lezmanoi in chutz lemkoimoi mechad Kro Ariche de Parshas Tzav. There's one long pasuk in Parshas Tzav. Vereishe de Kro Dersiv Bayoim Ashlishi Muki Lemachashev Laoichloi Chutz Lezmanoi. Veseife Bemachashev Laoichloi Chutz Lemkoimoi. So Memele, so in this pasuk, so we're going on this pasuk. There my say is the psukim stimmen, but the lo yechoshev lo yerotz. But Teiris Koina Haikra de Tzavise, Aisa Haigirse. So the Teiris Koina is going on this posik, which this posik is speaking about both. So there it says, Alo Yerotzem, an Chutzlus Manoi, in Alo Yechoshev, an Chutzlum Koima. That's the Teiris Koina. Rashi Gie Ipchapi Teiris Koina, the Parshas Gdoishim, so the Rashi made it the appear to his kind of fashion. Doesn't about the Dorish Mikrozuta. That's a different Rashi. Oyster Bereis and Nishnitli Mashrosa Gmora Bezwachim Betrillalum, Kutzmim Kaimi Mikrozuta the Gdoshim. So my mail is that's Yenna Tereskainim. But Rashi says we have a Tereskainim, a Parsha Sav, that my mail is so there, the Lo Yechoshev and the Lo Yerotzevet Shtim. Ola pirushim tas kosha amai nokat avoin pigul bereishe. Why did it happen? Avoin pigul should have said avoin noisa, which is chutzlus manoi, because according to Rashi, Tzava speaking back to chutzlus manoi, and according to Taisvus, this kroariche is reishe the koratzach b'yom eshlishi, which is chutzlus manoi. So why did it happen first avoin pigul and then avoin noisa? So the Braise says that the tzitz is only meratze and a tume shehutra miklol. Tema lebein etar. Loma le shehutra miklol. First, the Braise went in the process of elimination. Can't be pigle. Can't be noisa. So you left over with tume. Now all of a sudden, why do you have to come and say kusutra miklola? It has to be tummy because it's not pigle and not noisa. So that in the process of elimination has to be tummy. Why do you have to give now a new reason? It's tummy because tummy is sutra miklola. Lomali sutra miklola. Tempel it. Let the look malakra. Ela behochi. Ken meforsh. Iyav and pigle. Akarinema. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you know why? Mishim dekro mash medulei meratz aladova shiesh leheta bishamoke. The Pashta the Krov eyes that the tzitz is meratza on something that someplace else is mut. The chsiv b'seifa the Krov l'rotzayn lohem. And you know what the title of l'rotzayn lohem is? L'rotzayn lohem means something that is merutza someplace else. Something that's merutza someplace else. So here the tzitz is meratza. So if you need something that's merutza someplace else, so what's the hava mean that pigol and noiso? If the tzitz should be meratza, pigol v'noisa is not huta miklola, zutais is nein. Or pigol v'noisa nam yutru miklolam. Be'minches kaihanim, or be'minches nesochim, that is no din of pigol. es nam beperik bei shamai ein khayov malaye mishum pigu khair. I think that means achilas hamizbeach, there's no din of pigu. Void the pigul chutzlim kaimai, that's pigul chutzlim manai. The pigul chutzlim kaimai huta mechlolai bebome. So there's also huta mechlolai. So therefore there'd be a hava mine, that it's going on chutzlim manai, which is huta mechlolai. The havin is going on chutzlim kaimai, that's also huta mechlolai. So memel that the Gemara says, but it can't be going, because it's layirotz layichoshe. So therefore it has to go on tumi. But tumi also needs huta mechlolai. Maybe it's going on the ovoin that the kohen did avoid the besmoil. Shuta miklali the yom kippurim. It's also shuta miklali. So why stays clear that the tzitz is only meratze and avera that shuta miklali? So the Gemara says, "Amakro ovoin show your boy the chise." That's called shuta miklali. But smoil is, it's mitzvose bekach, so it's not called huta miklol. Aine mishum da'ale rotzein somer, v'hochi kome, oven shehu le rotzein. It's meratza on an oven, which in other places is le rotzein. So that means the posik was mefaret, it sits on the meratza on an oven, which is other places meratza. In time it also poch nami, the aim of an yoitzei the huta miklali bebomim mishane lerotzen lehem lifnei Hashem oven lifnei Hashem hu noisei v'lo yoitzei v'ek tachtaisus im keim v'pigol the chutzlum koimei nami neima hochi v'may koimei oven pigol. It's also not lifnei Hashem, we want to eat the chutzlum koimei v'shleim the yoitzei v'ada yeinu lifnei Hashem because it took it out. So that's why you need a bezundere limud that it doesn't mean pigul, because it says lo yechoshev lo yotzeh.